lights and the bells and the whistles.
We say enjoy the show.
Means y'all enjoy the show.
Boys enjoy the show.
Hope y'all enjoy the show.
We all enjoy the show. Any questions, holler them out.
You enjoying the show?
Now it's time to let loose.
Here we go. Everybody ready?
Woohoo!
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing.
Just when you thought it couldn't possibly get any worse for our president with this insane war with Iran, it gets a lot worse. It really does. His name is Joseph Kent, former director, National Counterterrorism Center. He handed in his resignation yesterday. And already the Israel First lobby is trashing him, saying that he's an anti-Semite, that he's evil, he's a Nazi, this, that, or the other. Israel has lost me. The Israel supporters, and it takes a lot to lose me. It really does, Israel. You've managed to do it. Congratulations. This is beyond horrible. This is absolutely beyond horrible. So we're going to be talking about this today. Now, one sidebar here, which can be interesting, but I'm not sure, so I want to give you a heads up because I literally don't know what's going on yet again. My own show, of course. We're trying to do a live stream on Facebook this morning, this show. Everybody's been clamoring, oh, we want you back on Facebook. Well, I've been banned because I had the nerve to share information from the Department of Justice about the Epstein files. And Facebook is nothing more than a government psyops, and they have banned me because I shared information from our federal government about the Epstein files. So, what we're trying to do today, and I don't know if this is working. I don't think it is, but I don't. Again, there's no way for me to tell. The engineering department, wonderful department here, has set up a camera in our studio to do the live stream on the Facebook River Talk page. Okay? So everything is set up, and I need you to check the Facebook River Talk page. I can't because I'm banned on Facebook. I literally cannot do any of this stuff. I can't get messages, nothing. Facebook is just the most god-awful government psyops there is. I'm looking at my screen, and oh, God, there I am. Jesus, have I aged badly? Good Lord, is that me? Oh, my God, that is me. All right, so I've got the little red thing at the upper left corner that says live, which means we're live, which is great. Hi, how you doing? However, I've got another thing on my page saying live video is starting, and it's got this perpetual spinning blue wheel, the blue wheel of death. I literally don't know if anybody can see this or not. So if you want to check, go to River Talk. It's Facebook, River Talk. And if you see me and say, hi, how you doing? Great. And if you don't, that means, I don't even know what that means. So give it a shot if you want. We are trying. It is very difficult going up against government censorship, and make no mistake about it. That is exactly what this is. But I'm going to keep talking about the Epstein files. I'm going to be talking about how shameful it is that our government's not doing anything about it. And the ties with the Israel First crowd is unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. But I literally have no idea if we're doing the Facebook Live right now or not on the River Talk Facebook page. My screen says yes, but my screen is also saying no. So I don't know. So if you can see me, hi, how you doing? And if you can't, then, well, then don't worry about it. All right, fine. So, several things to get to. First, I continue to be the only person that I'm aware of in American media that is saying it looks very, very, very likely that Israeli Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu was killed by Iran, and also an awful lot of other very, very important people in Israel, including the head of Mossad and all of that. And I've been sharing this information with you now for several days, and nobody else in the media that I'm aware of. I literally can't name one other media source in America that is going public with this. I want to stress, I do not have smoking gun evidence. However, all indicators, and I mean all indicators, are that Bibi Netanyahu and a lot of the other top people in the Israeli government are either all dead because of an Iranian missile or are so badly wounded that they cannot be shown, cannot be seen in public. This is really, really, really bad. Nobody else talking about it. The Israeli government released a couple of artificial intelligence videos that were about supposedly showing Bibi Netanyahu alive, and they were so mocked because they were so amateurish, so half-assed, they took him down. Now, you got to stop and think. Why would the Israeli government even create AI, artificial intelligence, you know, fake videos that Bibi Netanyahu was alive? The question pretty much answers itself, I would say. They released a video, I guess about a day ago, that supposedly had him talking about this, that, and the other, but nothing specific. So that video could have been cobbled together from tape, from, you know, recordings from last week, last month or whatever. The point here is, and this is very important, that again, nobody else is talking about this, that there are no live sightings of Bibi Netanyahu or much of his brain trust. I would say there is a very high probability, and again, I don't have smoking gun evidence, but a very high probability that the Iranians, that half-assed, pathetic government that's getting blown to smithereens, they keep telling us, managed to penetrate the Iron Dome and kill virtually every important person in the Israeli government. Our government's not saying anything about this. Because if the truth, in my opinion, my suspicion, if the truth comes out that, yeah, I'm right, that they killed everyone, the important people, including Netanyahu, it would be so demoralizing to the remaining people in this country who support the war against Iran, the Israel first crowd here in America. And it's also going to be so demoralizing in Israel. Bibi Netanyahu wanted a war with Iran. Well, he got it. Paybacks are hell. That's what it looks like. And again, the national media ignores this. Why? Because they're all in on war. When it comes to selling newspapers or whatever's left of newspapers, but also TV viewership and all that, news channels, news platforms profit from war. They get more views, they get more customers, they get more everything. And of course, the military-industrial complex that President Eisenhower himself warned us against, they profit greatly as well. So there's a lot of people got skin in the game to make it seem as if everything is going our way and nothing's going Iran's way. And it'll be just a mop-up operation. It's a couple of weeks to flatten the curve. Yeah, that's what it is. A couple of weeks to flatten the curve. I am the only one that I can name telling you I think they're all dead. No one in this country, not that I'm aware of. Where the hell are these people? And now Joe Kent has resigned. Joseph Kent had been the director of National Counterterrorism Center, working underneath Tulsi Gabbard, who, by the way, sadly has not resigned. I'm so disappointed in Tulsi, I cannot tell you. I have in my hand, and if this Facebook thing is working, you actually see it here, the letter that Joseph Kent, National Counterterrorism Center director, sent to President Trump. I'm going to read this to you because the media is downplaying this and being very dismissive of Joseph Kent because they're all in on this war. They're all pro-Israel. They're all anti-America first. Joe Kent is this incredible American hero. And shame on President Trump for trashing him. And yes, I've got the audio for that as well. Let me read you the resignation letter. This is very bad stuff. President Trump, After much reflection, I've decided to resign from my position as director of the National Counterterrorism Center effective today. I cannot in good conscience support the ongoing war in Iran. Iran posed no imminent threat to our nation, and it is clear that we started this war due to pressure from Israel and its powerful American lobby. Did you hear what I just said? This is coming from the National Counterterrorism Center director. He is confirming everything that I've been telling you. And I used to be a staunch supporter of Israel, like forever. But they've lost me. And when they lose Dmitry, they're in big trouble. They really are. Because a lot of Dmitrys out there who always believed everything that Israel had to say, and they're always the underdog and this, that, and the other. Not anymore. The Epstein files and now this on top of that. No more, Israel. No, you're a sovereign nation. You do what you need to do like any other sovereign nation. I wish you well, but no more support from Dmitry. None. You blew it. We continue with the letter here. Joseph Kent. I support the values and the foreign policies that you campaigned on in 2016, 2020, 2024, which you enacted in your first term. Until June of 2025, you understood that the wars in the Middle East were a trap that robbed America of the precious lives of our patriots and depleted the wealth and prosperity of our nation. In your first administration, you understood better than any modern president how you decisively apply military power without getting us drawn into never-ending wars. You demonstrated this by killing Qassem Soleimani, and by defeating ISIS. And again, Joseph Kent is right about all of this. He continues in the letter. In this early administration, high-ranking Israeli officials and influential members of the American media deployed a misinformation campaign that wholly undermined your America First platform and sowed pro-war sentiments to encourage a war with Iran. This is damning beyond belief. This echo chamber was used to deceive you into believing that Iran posed an imminent threat to the United States and that should you strike now, there was a clear path to a swift victory. This was a lie and is the same tactic the Israelis used to draw us into disastrous Iraq, into the disastrous Iraq war that cost our nation the lives of thousands of our best men and women. We cannot make this mistake again. He continues. As a veteran who deployed to combat 11 times, and as a Gold Star husband who lost my beloved wife Shannon in a war manufactured by Israel, I cannot support sending the next generation off to fight and die in a war that serves no benefit to the American people nor justifies the cost of American lives. I pray that you will reflect upon what we are doing in Iran and who we are doing it for. The time for bold action is now. You can reverse course and chart a new path for our nation, or you can allow us to slip further toward decline and chaos. You hold the cards. It was an honor to serve in your administration and to serve our great nation. Joseph Kent, Director, National Counterterrorism Center. His first wife, Shannon, was in the military, counterintelligence of some sort. She was in Syria, suicide bomber, killed her. He's a Gold Star husband. 11 deployments. He doesn't mention that he received... Take a guess how many bronze stars this guy received. Well, stars, obviously more than one. So two? No. Three? Three bronze stars? This Joseph Kent? No. Four? Maybe it was four. No. Five? Getting warmer. Six. Six bronze stars, and President Trump trashes him. I've got the audio. That's coming up next.